Eric Satie's Three Gymnopédies, and we heard Quebec's Alain Lefebvre from his French Music for Piano record from a few years ago, My Paris Years. And from one talented Canadian pianist to another, and Satie, no stranger to our next guest. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Our look at arts and culture is next. Eve Agoyan is here. She was born in Victoria, BC. Her parents are Armenian immigrants by way of Egypt. It was in Victoria where Eve and her brother Adam Agoyan first took an interest in the arts. Adam in film, and Eve finding solace through music, escaping the intense energy of her home by learning to play piano, eventually studying at UVic, U of T, overseas in Europe, and becoming a fellow with the Royal Society of Canada. Her contemporary classical recordings have received accolades from The New Yorker, The Globe and Mail, including being recognized as one of this country's greatest piano talents. A new documentary looking at her creative process is available to stream now. Duet for Solo Piano, Eve Agoyan. A documentary that has a lot to say in just over an hour. It covers a one-year period where we get to witness her creative process as she prepares for her latest project, a mixed-media presentation with a mission to find a deeper connection to her true self. Here's a moment from Duet for Solo Piano.
I'm a reluctant performer. I've always been very introverted and shy. So, I mean, either I stop performing live or I guess try to embrace it. So this is a way of figuring out, well, okay, I'm viewed, but can the viewing become more interesting?
I'm working on a new show that really pushes what I would normally do in performance.
This whole project is to help me be a bit more theatrical on stage and comfortable with that.
This film about making art not only takes us into the process of building a piece and a performance, but offers us Eve's history, her personal story, and how her struggles with family and study have shaped her for this moment. Duet for Solo Piano is having a world premiere as part of the 39th International Festival of Films on Art, Le FIFA 2021. It's available everywhere at lefifa.com through March 28th. It is my pleasure to have Eve Agoyan with us here on The Oasis. Eve, welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
This is such an intimate portrait of you at work. You're revealing thoughts about your upbringing and family, your innermost feelings for playing piano and making music and art. Why were you willing to let the cameras in on that part of your life?
It was a very interesting thing I was thinking. I mean, I've interpreted a lot of other people's art forms, and I'm very open to be interpreted by other artists as well. I really trusted the artistic collaborator, Sue, and her team. I think it's the only way that it could have been. I mean, I'm not an actor, so, I mean, first of all, they were extremely discreet. So it was like they were really witnessing the process in a very respectful way, as quietly as possible. They were quite remarkable, actually, so almost invisible. And that is, in a strange way, too, as an interpreter, sometimes of other people's works, you kind of want to stand back.
I think people are really going to enjoy it. I think we're let in. Like I say, it's intimate. We really get to see how, not just you personally, how you work, but how artistry works and how a team works.
I mean, I like to go on adventures. I'm a very curious person. Maybe I take too many risks, and maybe in a weird way, also this film reveals me in a maybe for some people too vulnerable way. And also, even seeing the theatrical production, I allow myself to be vulnerable on stage. And when I'm performing, even just in front of the piano, I hope to offer to my audience as open a place as possible in order for them to have a place to enter. I play contemporary music, I play explorational music, experimental music, and I think it's really important to be, in a strange way, as selfless as possible, to allow people to enter a space that they are maybe scared to be within. So if I'm being vulnerable myself and not creating any sort of barrier, I hope in a weird way to help people who might have a kind of a fear about something new, just to enter it and be relaxed and have no, not to anticipate anything in particular.
I was never told to practice. I never did it to please anyone. I really built this myself. My parents didn't support me in this because they didn't want us to be artists.
I think they wanted for my brother and I that we would not have that experience of loss, like loss of art, artistic practice. So that was what they longed to do.
One of the surprising moments for me while watching the film is that your parents didn't really want you or Adam to be artists, which I thought was sort of a cautionary tale to parents listening right now. Both of you have led this rich life immersed in the arts. Piano has been this rock for you in life through good and bad.
Yeah, they identified as Armenian artists, but then they really tried to keep us away from both of those things in a weird way. But it was a form of protection because they thought it was safer for us to be. Of course, you know, being an artist makes you financially vulnerable, and as an immigrant, you're extremely financially vulnerable.
Right.
So they wanted that safety for us.
Was that an act of rebellion at all for you or your brother?
No, but I mean, the thing is that it was very clear to us that art was the most important thing in our parents' lives. No matter how they tried to dissuade us from being artists, we were surrounded by very beautiful things, their paintings, things that they collected. How their business was about beauty. We heard classical music in the house, and a whole bunch of music, not just classical, all mm-hmm. the time. They went to the theater, they went to the opera, they went to the, you know, they saw, they were enriched. Our lives were enriched with the arts all the time. It wasn't an unlikely path for us.
Right.
We were brought up by artists. I mean, they were artists. So there are artists who were immigrants, and the immigrant experience is a very difficult experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we were gifted with being brought up as Canadian. I mean, there was a good thing, a bad thing about that. I mean, the neglect of keeping the Armenian heritage really fully alive, for me in particular, because I was born in Canada, but it was a time when there weren't that many immigrants, and that whole assimilation was more the conversation rather than identity.
If you're just joining us, celebrated pianist and performer Eva Goyen is here. The new documentary, Duet for Solo Piano, is streaming through March 28th through the International Festival of Films on Art. LeFIFA.com is where you can view it.
To bring these pieces together in a place where there is this movement between inside and outside, this overt visual world to very interior world, where there's a lot of contrast between that sort of magic.
So much going on in this film. You building this performance, working with visuals, working with computers, working with this great team of artists that we've talked about, but also telling your family story and expanding your own headspace. The film feels like it's growing sort of organically as you grow through your own creative process.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that. And I also like that in a weird way that the final product is not revealed, so it feels like the process is just continuous as the film ends, and that is actually the truth. I mean, probably obviously everyone's truth, and maybe more so for artists or, you know, explorers, and I am, you know, continue to experiment and explore. So in a sense, if it was a document that revealed the finished product, it would be less like me or process. So I'm glad that you felt that energy of it moving that way.
We love to get to our vacation destination, but sometimes it's the planning that's all the fun, right?
Well, yeah, no, and that is, in a weird way, what life is about. You know, we can't plan the end, but it really is the journey. And I really hesitated to view the film because I was so anxious. But I mean, anxious about viewing myself, which probably most people would feel the same way. But I felt engaged almost immediately about viewing the journey. It didn't feel like it was so much about me. And because it isn't, and that's why it's called Duets. I mean, probably nobody's life is, well, no man is an island. And truly that is, you know, we are connected with so many people, and in the process of making the performance, there are the composers who are involved, all the amazing creative people around it, the director, all that. And then there's this other layer, there's the film crew. So there are all these duets of creativity and intercommunications and sharing of skills that make that film.
I actually find that if I don't play the piano, I get a bit lost. I don't feel the same. Like, I don't feel the same in my body, and I feel like I've lost a core part of myself.
Thank you for sharing your creativity with us through this film.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about it today with you.
Duet for solo piano, part of the 39th International Festival of Films on Art, Le FIFA 2021. It is available everywhere at lefifa.com, and that is through March 28th. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts.